1620-94.5 WTAW. Bryan's mayor and city manager responds to a city councilman's reason for voting against building an indoor tennis center at Midtown Park. This exchange happened during the Bryan City Council's July 31st special meeting between Councilman Ray Arrington and City Manager Keen Register.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I've tried since May the 10th, I've tried to get in with the city manager, and I've written requests and got it signed by another council member to get in and discuss this, the tennis facility at A&M, and I have not been able to do that. So the information that you all have or some of the council members have, I was not privy to it at all, and I've requested it in writing, and I still haven't since May the 10th. So with that being said, and with the district that I represent, I don't think that I would be being fair to the voters that voted for me if I went along with this without having full knowledge of what's going on, because I don't, and I've asked for it. So with that being said, I am a team player with the city, and whatever's good for the city, Bryan, I'm all for it. But I cannot vote for yes for this because I have no information on it, and I've tried to get it, and that's why.
Yeah, I would only add that is not true, and I will provide you the information again if you don't have it.
So I beg to differ with you, sir.
Okay,
I have it.
I'll be glad to show it to you, right?
Because I've asked for it in writing.
All right.
And you got it back in writing.
Is there any other questions, comments? Okay, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Okay, it is passed with a 6-1.
2 days later, Mayor Bobby Gutierrez brought up the exchange on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
So, you know, we had a little misfortune the other day and on this thing, and someone felt like they didn't get the same information that everybody else did, and that's not true. I mean, everybody got the same information. In fact, all the questions that went in on May 2nd, we all got those questions that were submitted by one of the other councilmen. We all got those questions. We all got those answers on May 8th. And a lot of time, a lot of preparation goes into this, and it's our honor to serve, but part of that honor is our duty to, if you don't know, to go find out and ask those questions, because we have staff that is willing and waiting to answer everything. But it's our duty to go do that, and I kind of require it. So hopefully, you know, I don't care how you vote, but know what you're voting on.
This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.